Good morning, 8:41 here on the Mighty 690. We continue our cavalcade of guests, and we have Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. That's a buck and a half word right there.
That's right.
Some good stuff. So, I'm proud to have you as in the lineup. So, what's going on with Coffeeville's Reawakening?
I don't have a guitar or anything with me, so yeah. I will save you all the the voice here. So, Midland Theater. I wanted to update on our vaudeville. This year, we normally have it over at Spencer Rounds Theater at the college, but it's under construction, not sure it's going to get done in time. So we have officially moved it to the RMS Benefield Auditorium at Roosevelt Middle School.
So it's
a bigger auditorium, a nice setup.
That's a nice auditorium. So what is vaudeville, if people don't know?
Vaudeville is our major fundraiser for operations for the Midland Theater, and once a year... Every year, Lisa Scheck has put together this show with, local artists and artists from Coffeeville who have left. And, you know, one of them, Lindsay Euler, she runs a comedy club down in Dallas or something like that. I don't know exactly all the lineup, but it's just acts that come on, and it's for about, lasts for about an hour to 2 hours. And then afterwards, we have a after party to, gather everybody who has donated and bought a ticket, and they can come, and we continue the music, have a few drinks and stuff, and just, you know, thanks for supporting the Midland is what we do. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So this year, if you haven't, tickets will be going on sale, but it will be at Roosevelt. So.
Okay. Well, it'll be kind of a cool venue.
So. It will. And then we did want to thank Edna Mae Chetham. She was the winner of the VIP booth for the summer celebration last week, and we appreciate being able to do the auction on the air. So, Viper in the Ville.
How's it going?
I think it's going. So during these rainy days, the next few days, if you got the kids in the house and need something to do, just go pick some rocks up, paint them, and then you can contribute to making. It's a rock snake down at the community gardens, and they're trying to see how long they can make it. So you can deliver those to 1209 West 9th Street.
Yeah, that
at the community gardens.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I want to give a heads up. So next Friday, July the 14th at 4 p.m., we are having a Q&A for the city grant applications for downtown and everything. So we'll have that at Coffeeville's Reawakening. There'll be city representatives there to explain the grant process, and if you just have questions about what you can apply for and how it works, we'll have representatives from CACF there also. They might have some money to kick in for downtown, so we'll be sending out some posters on that one, and you can check it on Facebook and everything.
So this will be good for those business owners who, because there's different categories, like I know facade and
electrical, plumbing, and all that kind of gets more into it and what your contribution will be and, what the city will match and things like that. So we're getting a lot of questions that we just figured it'd be better to have. Charla Brown will be there, and hopefully Stephanie Richardson, I think, is scheduled to be there too, and then Janie Gillis from CACF. So
excellent. I know I've had questions myself about that, so it's good to send people to that.
You're invited to come.
Absolutely. Local people have asked me what the details are, so I think this is really good to be able to get those questions answered.
And there is a category for a business that wants to relocate downtown, so anybody who's thinking about putting starting up a business or anything, will it's a good time to ask questions and figure that out.
Good deal. Lots of stuff from that half-cent sales tax.
Yeah. And then we have July 13th, bingo at Cedar Bluff Camp. It's their fundraiser, so always a good time, 6 p.m. I don't know what the menu is for next week, but maybe we can find out by Thursday and announce that.
Okay.
Other than that, we have Gail here again for summer celebration, because we've got some questions.
Being a regular, it's good.
Yep.
It's good stuff. So how are things coming along for summer celebration planning?
Well, we're ready to go.
We're ready to go, yeah. The last minute planning is done. We're in action now.
Probably just want to mention that, we don't have a rain date. We don't have a plan B. And the best I can tell, you know, the people that come out, spectators and the car show people, bring your canopies and bring your umbrellas and bring your tent, and, you know, and raincoats. The show's going to go on. It may damper some of it a little, I've come to learn that a little bit of rain on the cars makes them shinier. So
that's right. Yeah. You know, that's right.
And you can run in the rain, so the 5K and the 1K walk should be on.
Might even be better to cool off a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, so, you know, the latest forecast for Saturday is showing a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. But the good thing is, at least right now, it says mainly before 1 p.m. Yeah. So,
and the weather, it looked like the temperature's going to be down in the 80s.
Yeah, 82. That's not bad at all.
So it's going to be a beautiful day to come
That's
out,
really right? Not a bad forecast. I'm not thinking. I know we're far out, and it's going to change. I guarantee you. It'll go one way or the other.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. But you know, we'll definitely see on that. But, hey.
I'm counting on the lower 50%.
Yeah. So. Right now, to me and my untrained eye, it's not looking too bad. So.
Fireworks people have been here since Monday, and they've been building racks for all the mortars that we've added on this year. This fireworks show is going to be probably a third bigger than anything in years past. It's I don't mind saying, yesterday he told me there was about a little over 3 tons of explosives in that trailer up there. So, you know, we're going to have a fireworks show, and the fireworks people aren't afraid of the rain. You know, they'll cover all the mortars up with plastic and they load and everything. And it's all wireless anyway, so, with the way they shoot them. And they're not afraid of the rain. Other than just maybe dampering a few cars in the car show or maybe a few vendors or hopefully our bands will be in the show arena. If it doesn't get a monsoon like we had a few years back where it came in from the north real hard, you know, I think everything will go on. You don't mind getting wet, so it'll go on.
Absolutely. We definitely need a little bit of rain, and I think it's going to be just fine. So, like, of course, I know we've got the 5K in the morning. We've got lots of the kids' activities and all that sort of thing. And the band's playing. I mean, it's just going to be a good time. So the whole
a lot of
day.
Food vendors.
Yeah, shopping.
We've got a crazy amount of vendors that have called. You know, our list is just real long. And, as a matter of fact, they're still calling to this day. I think yesterday I got a call from one that, you know, just wanted to know about it. We got calls from people wanting to know about the runs, and so, you know, it's going to go on.
So where can people go if they do want to find more information about maybe the schedules and, if they have questions, that sort of thing?
Well, my wife, she's been putting a lot of information on Facebook, and we have a Summer Celebration website. They can call me 620-252-8688, or they can call her at 620-252-5155. And, you know, anybody's got any questions, just give us a call. You know, I'm glad to answer.
Now, how are we doing on volunteers?
Doing pretty good. I think, man, we'll have enough people out there. You know, last week we asked for a few golf carts, got a few calls. So, you know, we'll have the transportation for the workers that's parking cars and stuff out there. So I think we're going to be all right.
Good deal.
And this is your first one, right?
It is. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm just going to walk over because I live right over there. So that'd be great. Yeah. It'd be perfect.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, getting exciting now. And, you know, the days have been kind of chaotic, but, you know, getting everything ready to go. So we'll get out there, matter of fact, today, and then we'll be out there all day tomorrow. If you're a vendor and you want to come in early, you pick out a spot. Well, we will be there all day tomorrow. We'll get you spots and show you where, you know, electric hookups if you need it, water hookups if you need it. And we're going to have water slides, so, you know, what's a little bit of rain?
That's right. It'll help you go down.
It just adds to it.
That is great. Well, again, Summer Celebration coming up. Hard to believe. This Saturday, starting early, going all day. It's going to be a great time. You know, family come out just for the whole day, enjoy the activities and all that sort of thing. So, yep. Anything else we need to know?
I don't know of anything else.
Just come out.
You know, just, you know, if you got a car you want to put in the car show, truck, motorcycle, you know, anything on wheels or whatever, bring it out.
You're a camper.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it's close
enough.
Drive
it over
bring your Winnebago.
Yeah. I got to wash the thing. That's the problem. It takes like 3 days to wash it.
come out and enjoy the vendors, you know. There'll be just all kinds of food. There'll be all kinds of merchandise. And, you know, and like I say, there'll be, seems like going to be quite a few just information vendors out there. You know, you go up and I don't know what all they are, but you know, it's just a day for just about anything you're looking for, I think. Yep. So.
And we will be doing our remote from 6 until 8, and that's going to be on US 98. So we'll be broadcasting live from there during the evening. So looking forward to that. I'll be doing that. So
I think my wife, she's gotten a hold of a lot of her classmates. You know, they're going to have a kind of a little reunion.
Oh yeah, why not?
As, you know, over to the on the side. So, you know, yeah, if you got friends that just want to get together, you know, call them up, come out, and you can set up a canopy in the park or whatever, and just have your own little party.
There's plenty of spaces too. Yeah, if you want to drive in a motorhome or trailer or whatever, there's lots of those RV spots that the city has. So
we do that every year, and it's really nice, you know, to be right there on the grounds, and you don't have to fight the traffic when you leave, and just sit out front and watch.
Yeah,
stuff.
Just take everything in, and if you want to go home and
my camper finally gets out of the driveway.
That's good.
You know, once a year.
Well, come out because you know, we promise you, you know, we'll put on a good show, and you know, the fireworks show, like I said, it'll be bigger and better than it's ever been, and you know, just I'm, you know, looking forward to that, and I just enjoy the people. I just enjoy, you know, riding around talking to everybody. So.
Well, once again, we appreciate you doing all the work, Gail, to coordinate and make this happen. I mean, it's a big deal, and this is so much fun to be able to kind of stretch the 4th celebration out. I think that's the best part.
Yep.
All righty.
All right.
Well, good deal. Well, we will see you out there at Summer Celebration coming up this Saturday. In Walter Johnson Park, it is going to be the place to be. So, all righty. Well, with that, thank you so much, and I'll see you on Saturday. All right.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back here with more.